I'm Executive Briefings, Politics and Economy, Forward Premiums, by Adit Jain, April 2024. In sync, somewhat. In a previous paper, we argued that the interest rate differentials between the US Fed rate and that of the Reserve Bank of India are expected to widen as American inflation begins to moderate towards the stated target of 2%. That would suggest that the average projection of an inflation-neutral rate for US dollars to be around 2.6%. On the other hand, the longer-term policy rate of the RBI is forecast to be in the region of 6%, creating a differential of 3.4%. This paper will explain the impact of interest rate differentials on forward premiums to enable finance professionals to understand this crucial relationship as they plan their longer-term hedging and risk mitigation strategies. Forward premiums play a critical role in foreign exchange markets. They're the difference between the spot rate and the forward exchange rate. They represent either a premium or a discount at which a foreign currency is valued in the forward markets when compared to its current value. Premiums, consequently, provide insights into the market's outlook, investor sentiments, and the likely direction of exchange rate movements. Forward premiums are, in addition, influenced by market expectations and risk perceptions. When interest rate differentials between the United States and India narrow, it tends to reduce the attractiveness of holding rupee forward contracts, leading to a decrease in the forward premium. However, the actual impact may depend on various factors, including market sentiment, investor behavior, and central bank policies in both countries. That is the reason why the correlation is not perfect. We plotted forward premiums with interest rate differentials and concluded that the correlation for a 6-month contract is 0.61, whilst that for a 3-month contract stands at 0.59. The connection between interest rates and the forward premium is based on the concept of interest rate parity, which implies that interest rate differentials should be offset by movements in the exchange rates. Forward premiums affect businesses engaged in international trade, together with others, for instance, those that invest in domestic equities and bonds. A higher forward premium would suggest that markets expect the domestic currency to depreciate and provide opportunities for exporters to lock in favorably through forward contracts. On the other hand, a negative forward premium indicates currency appreciations, which may benefit importers. Forward premiums are also influenced by investor expectations. If investors anticipate a higher inflation rate in the domestic economy or perceive greater political risk, they would demand a higher forward premium. The impact of interest rate differentials on exchange rates is logical. For instance, a higher interest rate differential would attract foreign investors seeking higher returns. Consequently, the value of the domestic currency would rise. Conversely, a lower interest rate differential could result in capital outflows as investors scurry to the safety of the US dollar. Central banks tweak interest rates in their economies based on inflation expectations. If policymakers believe inflation would rise, central bank rates quickly follow. The theory on interest rate parity in a completely free market suggests that the difference in interest rates between two economies should be equal to the forward premium or discount. Therefore, when the RBI rate, say at 6%, is higher than the Fed rate, say at 2.6%, the forward premium should be 3.4%. This hypothesis assumes that investors have equal access in both markets and can freely invest and borrow in both currencies. However, markets are not entirely free, as governments and central banks impose restrictive practices in order to exercise control. Therefore, the calculation of forward premiums cannot entirely be based on a simple mathematical premise. Another important issue that affects shifts in forward premiums is the carry trade. Over the course of the last few decades, the yen carry trade has played an influential role in foreign exchange markets and borrowings across the world. The Japanese yen has for a long time struggled with very low interest rates due to a decade of price inflation. This resulted in investors borrowing in yen to invest in dollars, leading to a rise in the USD/JPY forward premiums. Forward premiums are ultimately a reflection of market expectation of future exchange rates. When the inflation differential is higher, that would attract foreign capital, leading to the appreciation of the domestic currency. central banks intervene in markets based on forward premiums seeking to stabilize their currency values. They may either buy or sell their own currency to influence exchange rates with the intent of countering the effects of forward premiums or discounts. Considering the financial impact of forward premiums on international trade, CFOs employ hedging strategies to mitigate currency risks. For instance, forward contracts that allow businesses to lock in future exchange rates eliminate uncertainties and protect margins. It is usually a good idea to hedge forex exposures.